Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more by going online to AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, the man who makes the I-77 Alliance percolate, run like a smooth-running machine, is with us today. His name is Rich Fletcher, and you have had this job how long now?
Almost 3 years now.
So the Alliance is that old?
Yeah, the Alliance was actually chartered back in October 2013, and I came on board in September 2014. So for the first year, it was really just a volunteer-driven board, just trying to get up and running, and I know you were part of that.
So let's go back a little bit and tell everybody a little bit about you before you got to the I-77 Alliance.
All right.
Wait, we got to stop right now, because look who has walked in here, the president and the chief executive officer of Williams & Fletcher. Would you like to come over and say hello to Rich Fletcher?
How are you?
Rich Fletcher heads the I-77 Alliance.
David Williams.
You need to get to know him. See, we do everything live on the air here.
Yeah, that's right.
You never know what you're going to get with you,
never
Manning.
That's for sure. So, you, tell me about your background.
I'll try to keep it real brief, but for some of your listeners, particularly in the TKK, Fort Mill area. I graduated from Ohio State. I know there's a lot of Buckeyes in that part of the world, and went to UNC and kind of got my master's in economic development. So I've really been in this business my whole career. I've been in South Carolina for 20 years, worked for the State Department of Commerce, which is our leading, the state's leading economic development organization, worked for another regional alliance, and then worked for 7 years with South Carolina Electric and Gas and their economic development group before I came here 3 years ago.
Interesting. Now, we need to explain to people, as I briefly touched on this morning, this whole creation of the I-77 Alliance was really not the first of its type in South Carolina, but it is the best of all the ones that are out there because of the way it was structured, correct?
I completely agree. There are actually 8 different regional alliances in South Carolina. We were the 7th one created. I think the first one was over in the Aiken market called the Economic Development Partnership back in the mid-80s. And there were a couple up until around 2000, and then there's been a few that have created since then. And we are really all public-private partnerships. We get money from the 4 member counties, which are York, Chester, Fairfield, and Richland. We are eligible for some state money that the legislature has been providing for the past 7 or 8 years, I think. And then we are supported by private companies in the region that want to help support economic development. So we utilize all those resources to help market and brand the region, create new lead generation opportunities for our 4 member counties, and then try to provide some value-added services back to our 4 member counties.
And as I understand it, the dollars that come from the state of South Carolina are there if we can match it on the private side. So it's not a given that we're going to get that money.
No, there's two caveats to that money. The first is that it has to be matched dollar for dollar money raised. So it can only be used once, or you can only be claimed once you have some private sector money donated to the organization. But secondly, and what I find more important, is that it can only be used for certain economic development marketing type activities. It cannot be used for operations, administration, that kind of stuff. So it's really dedicated to the programmatic side of the business, where we spend the vast majority of our time and resources trying to generate new opportunities for our 4 counties.
So the decision was made, because this is a compilation of York County, Chester County, Fairfield County, and Richland County. The decision was made, the central location seems to be right there at the gateway, perfect place to have it.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it is almost the midpoint of I-77 in South Carolina. There is the midpoint's really down in Fairfield County, but the only thing there is a truck stop, and I don't think we wanted to, you know, entertain our business associates. Yeah, I mean, it's a fine station. I like it, but I don't know if you want to have a business meeting in the Wendy's there.
And needless to say, the Gateway has been a tremendous asset to help everybody in that area. I mean, you got a nice office in there. You got all kinds of convention space. You can do whatever you want there.
And I think it's really a great thing for the community because it's allows people to come together. The existing industry community uses it. But also, I mean, I think what's interesting, a lot of the high schools in the area use it for proms.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't have a place before.
GT Tire used it for all of their massive hiring events.
They had two or three, and we couldn't find a place to park. There were so many people. It was the amount of interest in GT has been amazing. But yeah, it's been a great facility, and the county uses it a lot to help with new companies coming in, give them some temporary office space. It's been a really beneficial thing for the community. And going back to one thing I kind of forgot to say, you talked about our regional alliance, I-77 alliance versus the others. One of the things that I think makes it so unique in our state is that we are laser focused on that lead generation marketing branding initiative. Many of the regional alliances in South Carolina try to be full service, and by that I mean they try to do existing industry outreach. They want to do project management and sales, so to speak. And we have decided not to do that because we feel like our most effective sales teams are the four county economic development offices, and they have the best relationships with the existing industry. So we've been really focused on just giving these great sales teams more opportunities to sell.
And the way we do this, the I-77 Alliance, is they have this bucket of money. And the bulk of it, 70%+ of it, maybe 75% of it, is going to travel missions all over the world. And you're a staff of two, I believe.
That's exactly correct.
A staff of two. So obviously you can't do all this. And so you draw from the resources of the four-member economic development departments.
Absolutely. And each of those offices have multiple people in them. So we try to rotate around. But the four counties and our staff represent the alliance all over the world. So we might, each of the counties may go four or five trips a year. I'll do six or seven, eight. And it's really a way to allow our counties to do more marketing, but not out of their own budgets, which typically are pretty limited. It also allows us to have a bigger reach without having to spend more costs or more money on operations because, you know, hiring more additional staff just creates more budget needs, and then we don't have the money that we want to go out and do the marketing work.
You know, with that all being said, having that kind of a structure, I remember seeing last time I saw a list of what was planned for the year. Help me here. Was it like 50 trips or 40 trips or something?
I wish it was around 30.
But
that's a lot. But when you think there's 12 months in the year, and December and January and July, August typically are slow months because around the holidays and the beginning of the fiscal year, people are staying in the office. They're not entertaining, you know, guests. It's a very aggressive schedule. There are times we have two or three trips going on at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Just that's the way the math works.
So some of these trips, I mean, throw out some that come off the top of your head that you're able to do now because we have the alliance.
Well, so I will tell you, we partner with a coalition of about 20 different economic development organizations and attorneys. We do four trips a year focused on the European market. There is a gentleman that leads this mission that has lived in Germany for 5 years, but now is a South Carolina-based attorney. So we are able to do things like that. We can partner with the state of South Carolina. As you know, aerospace is a huge market for South Carolina, as is automotive. So we were at the Paris Air Show recently, which is the world's largest air show. The delegation, obviously one thing that most people don't know, that the Boeing 787 that's assembled in Charleston's one of two locations. Their newest model is the Dash 10, which is their longest model, their largest model, that is made exclusively in South Carolina. And it was displayed, it was just built, the first one was built in March of this year. It was displayed at the Paris Air Show just last week. And we as a delegation were able to be part of that. And it was a really fundamental shift for Boeing in their commercial aviation business. So that was great. The governor is going, well, let me rephrase that. I think the governor may be going to an international auto show in Frankfurt in September, which obviously with companies like BMW, Volvo, and Daimler here in South Carolina making cars, that is a huge show. It's once every 3 years, and that's a really big opportunity for us to help kind of market in that automotive segment where we don't necessarily have the BMWs of the world, but when you look along the I-77 corridor, Schaeffler here in New York County is a great example of that.
Oh my gosh, right up
here. We've got a lot of automotive related companies in this region, and we want to grow that.
I mean, I was up there for Schaeffler's rollout of their expansion, the $35 million expansion. The governor came up for it, and I had no idea they were even there. I mean, and by their own admission, they have kept very quiet and under the wraps, but they make all these bearings for all kinds of engines, and they had all the cars lined up. It was quite impressive,
right.
Quite impressive. So when you go out on these mission trips to go talk to the people in the aerospace world, some out there listening say, oh, that just sounds like a junket. They're just going to go out there and go see these airplanes. No. You have scheduled meetings with representatives of these companies where you're showing them who we are, where we are, and then you're not pitching any one site. You're pitching the four-county membership.
In a lot of respects, you're pitching the Southeast and South Carolina before you can even pitch the four-county region because – you know, we all know this region very well, but if you are based out of France, trying to talk about the four-county region, you've got to really educate them about the Southeast and what's going on in South Carolina first. But, yeah, it sounds like a wonderful time until you go, and it's about a 14-hour day. It's like 97 degrees last week in Paris, and Parisians don't necessarily have the same air conditioning capacity that we are lucky enough to have here in South Carolina. It sounds great, but it's not a vacation by any stretch.
No, not at all. All right, but that's what you – I mean, yeah. You're just busy from the time you land until the time you get on the plane and conk out and come home.
It's about starting 7 in the morning, get back about 9:30 at night, and then do it all again the next day. So
we're going to – I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take our mid-program break, and when we come back, I want to find out what kind of feedback you get from these mission trips and kind of the state of the state as to where we are as we continue our Straight Talk broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Green's Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more by going online to AndersonGreens.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And if you're looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, come on down here to Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We prepare our sandwiches how? Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Hope you stop bound. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Rod Hicks.
And this is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration.
When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration.
Only one company that 4 out of 5 insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes.
There's only one company with 8 trained and certified water mitigation technicians on call and ready to respond to your loss 24/7, 365.
It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for 4 generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin.
We have 6 pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Go on the drive of your life with a Founders Auto Loan. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, great terms and rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com, call 1-800-845-1614, or visit one of our 29 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. You're with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
The reason people keep coming back to Substation 2 for lunch and dinner has to do with the word fresh. Right, Alex Ruffalo?
They can come in and see all their meats, cheeses, and veggies sliced right before their very eyes. None of this wax paper slap nonsense.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Rich Fletcher is with us. Rich is the CEO, director, you name it. He does everything down at the I-77 Alliance, which is all about economic development for this four-county region. It's basically an umbrella organization that represents York, Chester, Fairfield, and Richland counties, and allowing those counties to go all over the world telling our story, in hopes that somebody will locate. So you've been doing this now for 2 to 3 years. You've been out there actively doing this. Can you report on any fruits of your labor?
Yeah, so a thing I always tell people, it's about an 18 to 36 month cycle in this to kind of develop these leads. So we've been doing it since February of 2015. We've called on around 450 companies directly so far, and I'm happy to report we've got multiple companies looking in the area right now. We have not had anyone announce yet, but I have a feeling within the next, by the end of this year, we will have at least one announcement, which is really kind of what our goal is. We're not on the sales side, so it's a little challenging for us sometimes because all we're doing is the marketing and we turn over the counties. But I know in the last year we've had about, just in this year, so in the last 6 months, we've had about 7 or 8 companies visit. So that's, you know, it takes a while, and then we hope to get more and more, and then get some announcements for the counties and help them boost their numbers.
So when a company that you have visited on one of these trade missions calls you and said, you know, of the hundreds we've talked to from all over the world, we think that, you know, this thing called South Carolina might have some promise, and we liked your flashy brochure and your brilliant website and all that kind of stuff. Your job then is to really take them or hook them up with the 4 economic development departments, like David Swenson here in York County.
Exactly.
Or Carlisa Parker down in Chester County.
Yeah. All right. I wish it were that easy, because typically what happens is every 6 months or 3 months, I'm emailing them and bothering them and reminding them of us and giving them additional information and asking them questions. It's, you know, you don't come one time and then just hope it miraculously comes. There's a lot of that
follow-up.
Yes, development.
Yeah. It's called keep knocking on the door. I got
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Right. Anybody in sales understands knocking on the door, right? Right. Yeah. Well, with that all being said, these companies that you go to, let's go back again to the air show over in Paris. Do you have some inkling when you go and make an appointment with company number one that they are looking to expand, or are you just going in blind, not knowing whether they have any intentions of expanding over to this country?
Yeah, typically you have a general idea that they are interested in the U.S. market because they either have a significant amount of sales in the U.S. without a presence, and as we all can think about, it's hard to supply a U.S. customer if you're exclusively located in, let's say, Europe. The
currency exchanges, the logistics, the supply chain all makes that difficult. So we typically know companies that are in a growth mode, that have customers in the U.S., and may have a lack of footprint in the U.S. And so we typically have an idea. The question becomes is where are they in that process? Sometimes I was on a trip last month, and we met with 11 companies in 4 days, which is a lot because there's typically a lot of moving around to do it. It's not all in one location. And we had four companies that we met with that were very interested and were in the midst of considering a U.S. facility. That was a remarkable number, because typically if you go and meet with 10 companies, if you've got one that has something in the next 12-month horizon, you consider that a very successful trip. To have four was pretty miraculous. But you definitely do a lot of research before you schedule these appointments. And then at an air show, for instance, I think is a unique thing, because that's a lot of relationship building. One of the companies I met with this year, the organization has met with four consecutive years. So it's again, it goes back to the follow-up, being present, and making sure you understand what their business needs are.
So it would not be atypical for you to go, let's say, to the air show representing the I-77 Alliance and then find possibly seven other alliance representatives from the rest of South Carolina.
Well, actually, for something like that, it's a coordinated effort from the state of South Carolina. So we all are in partnership with it. We jointly fund it and do it. And so Commerce takes the lead. And then there were four regional alliances there. And so we all kind of share those leads. Because sometimes you know, the state of South Carolina is a much bigger marketplace. So I'm just part of the South Carolina team. So a lot of our international stuff, we rely on Commerce because they have a very large international presence. They actually have offices in four countries. But one of the things that we're doing is that we feel like the domestic market's a little bit underserved. By the state level, because they only have limited resources.
Sure.
And many people know we're the number one state in the U.S. for foreign direct investment. When you look at our company portfolio, we have a lot of international companies. We have over 1,200 firms in South Carolina that are international, representing 40-some countries. But we want to focus a little bit more on the domestic market. And so we're actually doing some of that now, going to California, the Northeast, some of these places that have a much higher cost basis, but have customer needs in the Southeast. And we think that there's a opportunity to help those companies find facilities here in the four-county region.
And again, through this pipeline, the economic development pipeline, you get intel somehow on who's out there looking to grow and expand, and so you know where you're going on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know where the business is, and you know the business case for why this market makes sense. It's just matching those, and it's a lot of it's timing.
Yeah.
You know, because if you go in at the wrong time, if you get there a little too late, it's already, the process is already too far gone. And so, because a lot of time it's the information's out there, but there's sometimes perceptions that you need to overcome. And so getting in there early and developing that over 18 to 36 months is kind of why we do what we do, and not just sit back and wait for them to come to us.
So here we are. Take care. And you get an opportunity to sit down with somebody and talk some turkey. They've heard about South Carolina. And it sure doesn't hurt when you can say, well, let me tell you what's going on in South Carolina. Boeing, Volvo, Michelin, GT Tire. Do we need to keep going deeper on the list? And they get interested in. So what is your pitch about the I-77 Alliance? I mean, why do I want to come to the I-77 Alliance? I know two things you're going to say, but I want to hear the rest.
Well, first of all, I never, despite what you may think after talking to me now, I don't talk all the time. A lot of my goal is to ask questions and listen. Because you've got to understand.
Fundamental of sales.
Well,
yes.
Not just sales, man. That's like fundamental of life,
yeah.
Right? You've got to listen a lot.
I gave you two of these and one of these. I got it. Yeah.
But we got to listen and understand what's their driving factor.
Right.
But I will tell you that things that are universal to companies are logistics and workforce. And the number one thing I talk about in terms of workforce is that we've just completed a workforce study. And as you know, with the four counties that we have, the geography is not necessarily one singular geography. York and Chester's labor shed really is a 8-county region that includes several counties in North Carolina down to Columbia. It's interesting that labor shed in Chester and York is 1.2 million people. The labor shed for Columbia and Fairfield go up to Mecklenburg County, but also includes many of the South Carolina counties in the Midlands. It's 1.2 million people. They're within like 3,000 people of each other. But both of those labor sheds have population that is younger than the national average and more highly educated and more highly skilled than the national average. And that's important because companies are looking for talent, and to show that we have more highly educated people and we have a younger workforce is a very, very attractive thing. And then the other is the logistical factor with the Charlotte metro area, with Charlotte Douglas International Airport, less than 2 hours from the Port of Charleston, which is the largest port in the southeast, has customers from Alabama, Georgia, Virginia, throughout the Carolinas. Those are the two biggest things we talk about. And then the workforce goes back to our number one training program in the country in terms of our Ready SC program and what our technical college systems are capable of doing in terms of providing workforce development training.
You know, I'm watching this clock here, and I'm saying we're going to run out of time here, and it's going to make me really mad because this is really getting good. I've often said on the program that if we were fortunate enough to land another Boeing or another BMW, which just announced another massive expansion up here, would we have the workforce to give them what they needed? And you're telling me we probably do.
Not probably.
We do.
We definitely do. And I will tell you that the folks in Fairfield County, along with the state and along with one other private sector partner, has acquired a 2,000-acre site along I-77 and Exit 34, which to me is the premier site in South Carolina for the next major original equipment manufacturer, or OEM, like an automotive plant. Because you can't go to the upstate, you can't go to Charleston with one of those because the labor force is too tight. You know, the property values in York County probably don't allow it, and the site in Chester has been taken.
And with that, we run out of time. Rich, I got to get you up here more often. It's very interesting stuff. And by the way, with the turnout for GT Tire when they did their employment meetings, Hank and Senga told me we were overwhelmed with the talent and the quality and just great news. Well, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for this Thursday afternoon, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks as well to Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Find out more at AndersonGriggs.com. And we do this every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes, 7 days a week. And running down the hallway to tell us how it's done is Charlie Ruffalo. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Always delicious. Have yourself a wonderful Thursday. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.